Donald Trump lays out evidence of mail-in voting fraud to reporters. By Charlie Spiering on September 27, 2020. President Donald Trump laid out the evidence of mail-in voter fraud for reporters at a White House press conference on Sunday. "We are gravely concerned about the Democrat assault on election integrity," Donald Trump said. The president cited the following stories, questioning the integrity and stability of the mail-in voting process. In Brooklyn, 25% of mail-in ballots were ruled invalid during the June Democrat primary. In a New Jersey special election, nearly 20% of the ballots were thrown out, and 4 people are being prosecuted for fraud. In a Florida primary, more than 35,000 mail-in ballots were rejected, and over 100,000 ballots were rejected in California. In Pennsylvania's primary, half of the counties were still counting ballots a week after the election. The story of discarded military ballots discovered in Pennsylvania, many of them were cast for Trump. Reports in Wisconsin of 3 trays of mail containing absentee ballots were found in a ditch. In North Carolina, voters reported receiving 2 ballots in the mail. The president also revisited the disastrous results of the 2020 Democrat Iowa caucuses. "They still don't really know who the winner is," Trump said, referring to Iowa. "I think they called somebody eventually, but it was many, many weeks later." The president questioned whether Democrats should be meddling with how elections were being held in other states. "They can't run a simple caucus, yet now they're trying to dramatically write election laws nationwide just weeks before an election," Trump said. The president argued that voters should still be able to vote in person in November. "There is no justification for these extreme changes to the election law," Trump said, noting that if people could go to the grocery store with their photo ID, they should be able to vote in person.